Book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting from verse 1.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
When the word of God says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, many children do not want to listen to the parents. They might listen when they are 3-4 years old. When they get older, especially 18, 16, 17, something like that, they don't like to hear mom and dad, especially when they're going to school or high school and parents are not educated. Then they will say, you don't know anything. And everything what they do, they think they are doing right. But here the word of God says, obey your parents in the Lord. This is right thing to do. In olden days, law was given. If you disobey your parents or say anything bad to your parents or use the foul language, they should be stoned to that child to death. It was very, very strict rule. But here, Paul is reminding, he's saying, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now there are 10 commandments, but this commandment is with a promise. And what is the promise? Go to the Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
See what he's saying? Honor thy father and thy mother. And if you do that, God will keep you in this land and God will bless you. And not only that, he will give you long life to enjoy the blessings of God. How many people are dying before the time? Recently, that movie star died and many people were so upset and so sorry that very talented man died before the time. He was 28 years old.
Yes, sir.
But nobody tried to correct him because he's a famous man. He's taking all kinds of sleeping pills or drugs and working on different kinds of movies. He's a very famous man. The word of God says, if you honor your mother and father, if you live in this land, I will bless you and give you long life. I don't know about this man, he obeyed his parents or not, leaving his whole country and going to movie business. Many people like to be a movie star. When I was young, I thought, I like to be a movie star. Not when I was small, when I became a teenager. I never went to movie in my life at that particular time. And I was not mixing with any bad boys. I will go to school, look down, and come home. All my classmates or other people were looking at the girl, whistling and saying something. I would say, don't you have a sister at home? Don't you have a mom? Why are you doing this? So I was living clean and holy life because my father taught me the Bible since I was 2 years old. So my father was a teacher. So point I'm making, when I became like 18 years old or so, I asked my dad, can I go to movie? He said, well, we are Christians and we are not supposed to go to movies. I said, Dad, I'm not going to do anything wrong. I just want to go and learn some songs. Because we didn't have the radio. Our neighbors didn't have the radio. Only radio we will have the restaurant. So when people go to eat, or somebody will stand in front of a restaurant or hotel and listen to the radio. And so I used to make songs. I started writing songs when I was 8 years old. If I go to movies, I can learn new songs or some kind of tune, so I can make my own song. My dad said, okay, if you want to go, I cannot say no, go. That maybe my dad made a mistake. Maybe he would have punished me, say, I will never allow you to go. I would have not gone. But he said, okay, you can go. So when I went to one movie, and I got hooked up. One movie, one day, 5 movies in Sunday. Sunday is the only off. So point I'm making, slowly but surely, I was drawn to the world. And then I start acting like movie star, making my hairstyle like movie star, start talking like them. And then I said, Dad, I want to be a movie star. Do you know any movie star famous? And my dad said, yes, there is a Christian movie star, and I can go and ask him. So my dad went and talked to him, said, my son is very smart and very smart in school, and he's acting in dramas and things like that. And can you take him? He said, how old is he? Maybe 18 or so. He said, let him finish his college, and then we will take him. And so I didn't get a chance to go. Then I thought, thinking, maybe I'll become a doctor. And start saying, Dad, do you know any doctor? He can train me. He said, I know one doctor. So I said, take me to him. And I talked to the doctor, and he said, okay, you want to learn what, medicine? I said, okay, come and work with the medicine. So he would give me the medicine and tell me to do this and do that, and I start doing that. Finally, I thought, this will take a long time. I'm going to do my own. So I contact some medical school and told them, I want to join with you. And they told me, okay, you can come into medical school. And he gave me the form to fill it out and things like that, and gave me the kit to work with. What I'm trying to say, I wanted to be actor, I wanted to be a lawyer, I wanted to be a doctor. I want to do everything, whatever I can do in the world. Why this thing happened? When you became 18, you think that now you have two horns. Nobody can tell you what to do. And that's what the problem was. But the Word of God says here, honor thy father and thy mother. This is the first commandment with promise. It may well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. Even though I went away for a while, it was not too long time. 18 to 19, 1 year. But when God called me and I wanted to serve the Lord, my mom said, I'm not going to let you go. My dad said, I'm not going to let you go. It's a long story, but somehow I said, I am going to serve the Lord. You dedicate me to the Lord. And that's where I started my journey. And my mother and father, God blessed, both of them lived 85 years old, and they are with the Lord today. But God has given me grace to serve the Lord. So the Word of God is saying, "Sir, honor your mother and father, you will be living in the land and you will be having a long life." And so children do not like to obey mother and father, but the Word of God says, if you obey, there is a blessing. I have seen some older people, they might be 40 years old, and father slaps them in their face, they will never say a word to father or mother. Today you don't have to slap any child anything. You just look at them with an angry face, and they will start using the foul language. The Word of God says, if you obey your parents, you will have blessings in the land and the long life. And then verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Now, some mother and father, they want their children to be like them. Just think that father is a football player. A father is an engineer. A father is a medical doctor. A father is a school teacher. They want their children to do the same. They don't think if that child has the calling for that, is that child is qualified to do that, is he interested in those things? Because husband and wife, they have two different interests. The father is a football player, and just think the mother is a doctor. So the mother is going to say, son, you be a doctor. And the father said, no, he should be a football player. And so they have problems, and so the father sometimes provoke their children to wrath and make them angry, and they don't want to listen to dad because what dad is doing injustice to me because he wants me to do whatever he wants to do. And I thought, I am the first son in my family, and I'm following the Lord, and I'm doing the Lord's work. So I said, if I get a son, I'm going to make that son to follow the Lord and be pastor like me. And when my Philip's son came, I started telling him to preach. When he was 2 years old, we start telling him Bible scriptures and things like that. When he's 4 years old, we talked to Priscilla the same way. We gave her the Bible teaching. We gave her the Bible scriptures and things like that. When Priscilla was even the 2.5 or so, I was doing my master's degree, even the PhD. And she was sitting in my class. And she would read the college level books. She was smart. And the same way when Philip was 3 years old, so I told him to go and preach and he will go to the steps and keep the Bible on the railing and preach. And he preached from 4 years. I said, Daddy, when am I going to preach in the church? I said, when you're 7. He waited until 7 and he started preaching until he was 17. When 17, now 18 is coming. When the 17 came, he said, Dad, I'm not going to preach because you want me to be preacher. I can do whatever I want to do. I said, okay, sir, don't preach. So from 17, he did not preach. Maybe 17 he might have preached, but 18 he completely stopped preaching. So he never preached in the church. And then when we were ordaining other people, I said to him, you know, you should pray. I'm going to ordain some people in the ministry. Ask God if you want to do it. And then he prayed and he came to me. He said, Lord is leading me to preach the word. I said, this is your test. You didn't preach for a long time, but we are going to tell each and every minister to preach. And if they don't preach properly or if they don't preach, we will not going to ordain them. So Philip said, I'm going to preach. And he was the one of the best preacher that time. Amen. And so we ordained him in the ministry. Yes, now today if you ask him, did your father force you to in the ministry? Then he will say no, because I gave him chance. Do whatever you want. But I was still praying. And so what I'm trying to say, fathers sometimes provoke their children. And the children get mad at parents and then they don't want to listen to them because they are telling them what they're supposed to do. Sometimes the mother wants something, she says, force on son, do this. Or the father said, no, don't do this. We should allow children to make up their own mind. So I allowed Philip to make up his mind. We allowed Priscilla to make up her own mind. If it was in my wife's favor, she would want Priscilla to be nurse or maybe medical doctor. But she chose to be a teacher. And thank God my father was teacher. If my father was here, he might be saying, oh, she took my job. But point I'm making, father or mother should not be provoking their children, should not making their children mad, and they will not listen to them, and finally they may not even go to school. You have to pray to God and say, Lord, let my children grow in the Lord first. He says, obey your parents in the Lord. So why can we teach the children first spiritual matter? The first word says, God is love, Jesus loves me, and we start teaching the songs and Bible scriptures from the beginning. Other day I was sitting and talking to my wife. I said, you know, I'm so grateful to God that our children, Priscilla and Philip, they are rooted and grounded in the Lord. And our grandchildren, they are also rooted and grounded in the Lord. That's a blessing. If you put the seed of God and the word of God in their heart from the beginning and train them according to the word of God, and when they get 18, 19, 20, they might go astray, but they will turn around and come back. That's the word of God. Okay, let's go to the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Now, we learn about children. We learn about fathers. Now he's saying about servants.
Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men.
Servant, be obedient to them that are your master according to the flesh. Now he said according to the flesh means when you're living in this world, you will have masters over you, but overall, our master is in heaven. So when we working for companies or factories or hospital or anywhere, you see if the people are not born again and not saved, they just work for money. They are not working for God. And they are just going to work to just please people, not to please God. You have seen in the movies and things like that, the secretary, her job is typing and things like that and doing phone calls. But when nobody's there, she will be filing her nails, polishing the nails, looking at the mirror, doing the eyebrows and makeup and things like that. And as soon as the boss comes or start turning the computer, what the word of God is saying, you are man pleasers. In the factories also. The factory workers might be joking and doing this, and the inspector comes to you. Everybody runs to their place and start doing the work. And so that's why many companies going down. Why? Because the workers do not have the fear of God. They want higher salaries and they don't want to work accordingly. Working in the company, they have to work 8 hours or 8.5 hours, and they go for a break four or five times. Now it is very easy for people to give up a job and go outside because they cannot smoke in the building. So I want to go and smoke. So every 2 hours, they can go on 10 minutes smoke outside. Or somebody take a break to go to bathroom. Or somebody takes a break to do something else. I tell people, if you're working, nobody's watching you. God is watching over you. You cannot go to work and spend your time doing something else and get the salary from that job. That money will not be blessed. People go and make some money, but if you don't make money doing the right thing, that money will not stay. So the word of God says, when you're working for somebody, your master, think that you have the master in heaven. In America, you hear the story, some Chinese man say, I came to America with a dime in my pocket. Or Australian man says, I came here with no money. Indian person will say, I came here with no money in my pocket. And they became millionaire here. Now somebody says, take that millionaire's money and give it to the poor. Is that fair? No. See what the Bible teaches. Somebody says, you know, the Bible teaches, take it from the rich and give it to the poor. Bible doesn't teach that.
That's right.
Bible teaches, Jesus gave that one parable. He says, there was a man and he gave 5 talents to somebody and said, I'm going on journey, do something. And somebody gave 10 and somebody gave 2. And so 5 made 10, 10 made 20, and the 2 who had, he just dig a hole, put it in a handkerchief, and bury it. Master comes, and he said, okay, you are faithful. And the second he says the same thing. And the third one he says, what did he do? He said, oh, you are a very harsh person. You just go where you are not so, you just start reaping. So he said, okay, if you say so, why didn't you put my money in the bank? I would have gotten some kind of interest. So he said, take from that man and give it to whom? Give it to who has the 10. You made it 10, now you have 20, or you made it 5, you have 10. Give 5 to this man and let him have 6. Did he say that? No. He took it from the person who had 1 and gave it to who has more. That's why, because the more the person has, more he can multiply. But the point I'm making, if somebody says that millionaire has a big factory and take it from that person, just think that millionaire thought of something. I'm going to close the factory. I have enough money. Why I should have a factory? Whatever the money I have more than enough. Then what happens? All poor people suffer. The word of God says, you have the masters, don't be envy of them.
True.
That they have more money. I don't have to listen to them. I can do some crooked things. I can go against them. The word of God is saying, servant, be obedient to your masters. God has put somebody over you. And so you did not reach to that place. You cannot say, oh, I'm free in the Lord. He said, if that person is giving you a job, you be thankful to him.
Yes, sir.
And do honest job. And then he says, not with eye service, as a man pleasers, but the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. We should not be envy. Somebody has the money, or somebody has a good house, or somebody has a good car. We don't have to be envy of them. We just do the service to God. I told you there was one boy washing the dishes. And he was polishing. And somebody says, why are you cleaning so much? He said, maybe Jesus Christ come by and I can see his face in this. You be faithful to the masters and you learn the trade. If you're working in a hotel, and you might be washing the dishes, but learn the business. How the business is run. Tomorrow, you will have the business. We had a servant in our house, and how much we were paying, I'm talking about this is like 50, 60 years ago. And that boy was working, and my uncle was giving him 10 rupees, not even $10, 10 rupees for a year. 10 rupees for a year, and he was giving clothes and food. And so whatever he has, shoes, everything, and 10 rupees is nothing. So that boy kept the 10 rupees for 10 years or 12 years and didn't take the money. Now he's become like 20 years old and he said, give my money. Now he got a couple of 1,000 rupees. He took that rupees, went to the Bombay city and got a job as a mechanic. And then saved more money and now he has a trucking business. Now when my brother told me, do you know where the boy was working with us? Now he has his own trucking business and motorcycles and all these business. How it come? He was not jealous. He did the work properly. He has to take the bulls and cows and go to the farm, and he has to take grass for them, and so much hard work. And I was thinking, this young boy doing this, all of these things. But today, he's a big businessman. The point I'm making, if you're doing the service to the master, thinking that you are doing for the Lord, when you're working somewhere, don't just criticize your boss, criticize the work, and just make more enemies, and then you will be fired. And you are jobless. Go anywhere, do the same thing. And most of the time, you don't have a job. The point I'm making, we cannot work as eye pleasers or man pleasers. We are doing service to God. Verse 7.
With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
He's trying to say, when you really doing the service to the Lord, then God is watching over you. And he says, I don't care if you're a slave, or I don't care if you're a master, I am watching over you. So God is watching. Some boss is giving you a hard time. Just talk to God. You don't have to quit the job. That may be your training period. God is molding you or making you a good person. And so you stay there. If God opens the new door, you go. Whatever you're doing, do it for the Lord. God is watching over you. He knows your hard work. He knows what you're going through. You do it to the Lord. How you do it for the Lord? When you're working and you got a $10 salary, give $1 to the Lord. You got $100, give $10. You $1,000, give $100. You keep on doing it. God is watching over you. He said he is watching over you. Doesn't matter you are bond servant or your master. Let's read verse 9.
And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him.
Give your business to God and say, Lord, you are my master, and I'm going to treat people equally. I'm not going to be partial. I guarantee your business will be one of the best business in the world. Whatever you want to do, don't be afraid to start a business. You make a Jesus Christ as your partner and say, Lord, if I get the money, you will be my partner. I'll give you 10%. There is no limit. I told you many times. John Wanamaker start giving 10% to 90%. J.C. Penney start giving 10% to 90%. And there might be many more. Once you start business for the Lord, there is no limit. God can make you prosperous. And so only thing is that you have to see that God is your master, and all the people are working for you. They and you, if they are Christian and you're Christian, your master is the same. He said, God is not having any respect of any person. He's not saying, oh, you work in that factory as a janitor, and then that person is the boss. So I'm going to give him the respect where the respect is, and you are the janitor. He said, no. God is not looking at your clothes. God is not looking at your hands, dirty, or what kind of job you do. Are you doing your job willingly, happily, joyfully, or are you doing the job just when I'm going to get out of this place? You do it to the Lord, and God will bless. The Word of God says you have master in heaven. So when you're doing the job and God has made you a factory manager or the boss of the one company, don't threaten the people. If you don't do a good job, I'm going to fire you. Don't do that. Just tell them, I need you. In our church, I never fired anybody. Don't come to my church. One day other person called me, Pastor Peter, I went to another church, and that person said, never come back to this church. Get out of this church as soon as you possible. I said, sir, there are people They want people to get out of the church. But we are telling people, you know, we need you. God loves you. We tell the people truth. And truth hurts. And the people who do not like to live holy life and live godly life, those are the people who will not stay with us. And so the word of God is saying, don't threaten them. Don't tell them I'm going to cut your salary. Don't tell them I'm not going to give you pay. God is watching. Because God wants each and everyone to live happily on this earth. If you are a servant or your boss, you are equal in the sight of God. God loves you as you are. But God loves everyone. So God wants you to be obedient to Him. Not to husband only, not to your parents only, to God first. That's what the word of God says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. God is the one who is giving. Man cannot give it to you anything. All the worldly people, they are looking for their goals and their belly. Connect with Jesus Christ. Talk to God. And when God is your source, He will supply your needs. We have to live for God. In this world, we did not bring anything. Out of this world, we cannot take anything. We have to please God in everything. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Lord, give us grace to focus on Jesus Christ. Our source of supply comes from God. We give you glory and honor and praise to your holy name. Give us grace to be honest, God-fearing, and doing everything to pleasing God. And Father, you know our hearts and our hearts' desire. You have given us everything what we need. Let us be faithful to you. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.